It is Friday, February 8th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from the Community Clinic, helping people lead healthy lives by providing health care in Northwest Arkansas for over 12 years. Locations in Springdale, Rogers, Siloam Springs, and Fayetteville. Healthy people, healthy community. On the web at communityclinicnwa.org.
Support for KUAF also comes from the Rogers Historical Museum, offering real objects, true stories, family fun, and lifelong learning. Current exhibits include Benton County crime stories, Building Rogers, and to cap it all off, an exhibit on hats and hat making. Located in historic downtown Rogers, 621-1154 or rogersarkansas.com/museum for more information.
Ahead on Ozarks, Fort Smith rallies for a monument to honor Native son General William O. Darby. Fayetteville readies for a Mardi Gras parade tomorrow, and the band Damn Arkansan comes to the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
First, a bill that would effectively ban abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy will get a vote in front of the House of Representatives at the state capitol. Republican Senator Jason Raypert's bill to ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected passed in House Committee with an amendment that says the heartbeat must be detected with an abdominal ultrasound, which is possible at about 12 weeks of pregnancy. Dr. Curtis Lowry, chairman of the OBGYN department at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, told the committee if the bill passes, it would put the medical school's OBGYN program accreditation at risk.
They cited us for our residents not having adequate training for abortions, even now before this law is enacted. And so we're going to have to deal with this in some way. We're going to have to provide better training for the residents. Otherwise, we'll lose our accreditation.
Dr. Lowry says there is currently no money in the school's budget to send medical residents out of state to get the needed training. Constitutional problems with the bill have also been raised, but Senator Raypert says he thinks with current amendments the bill will stand.
This was an overwhelming vote, bipartisan vote, and I predict that in just a few days that Arkansas is going to put in place the best protection for unborn children as allowed under the United States Supreme Court case Roe v. Wade.
The bill also makes it a felony for a doctor to perform an abortion outside of the circumstances laid out in the bill. The bill passed on a voice vote.
The Senate is advancing legislation that rewrites the state's law on how to carry out executions of prisoners on death row. The state Supreme Court last year struck down the previous law, saying it gave too much leeway to the Department of Correction and that the legislature must decide how a death sentence should be carried out. Governor Mike Beebe says he will sign the bill if it makes it through the House.
Yeah, it's a law. I mean, what they're doing is they're responding in a way to the Supreme Court decision that makes it legal. It doesn't change my own personal angst about ever having to sign those things, which I still possess, but it is the law.
Governor Beebe has said recently he would sign a bill abolishing the death penalty if it reached his desk, though no such bill has been proposed.
State lawmakers are now going through a large load of documents as they weigh whether the state should provide more than $125 million in incentives to land a large steel mill in East Arkansas. At the Capitol yesterday, a group of legislators calling themselves a steel caucus told reporters the benefits are numerous. The group says it's about 30 strong. State Representative Monty Hodges of Blytheville is the co-chair.
It's not just a Northeast Arkansas or Mississippi County or Osceola project. It is an Arkansas project. And Arkansans are going to go to work, and they're going to make a great living.
However, some lawmakers are questioning whether it's worth the needed incentives. Economic development officials and the Big River Steel Company say it would create 525 high-paying jobs that would help revitalize a struggling region.
Gun rights advocates are watching new proposals take shape in Congress, with measures that would require mandatory background checks for all gun sales, prohibit gun trafficking, and bar high-capacity magazines carrying more than 10 rounds of ammunition. Though some Republicans are showing tentative support for mandatory background checks, U.S. Senator John Bozeman says he wants to see an actual bill before making a decision.
I think in principle, all of us would very much like to see those that we all agree, shouldn't own a firearm, that they're not in that situation. I'd like also to see a real discussion about some of the violent video games and music and what effect that has on a young person.
Senator Bozeman says discussions will continue on Capitol Hill, but for him, the reality is in the details. He says Congress needs to make sure the laws already on the books are enforced with appropriate penalties.
The Full Circle Food Pantry at the University of Arkansas campus yesterday marked its second anniversary. The pantry, which serves the entire campus community with food and personal products, took in more than 16,000 pounds of donations in its first year. But from August to December last year, the pantry more than doubled that total total with 37,000 pounds of donations. During the fall semester, Full Circle served more than 3,400 individuals with an average of 217 served weekly.
It has taken several months, but the extreme drought conditions that affected much of Arkansas for 2012 are improving. According to the National Drought Mitigation Center, none of the state is under extreme or exceptional drought conditions, the two most intense drought classifications. In fact, nearly half of the state is under no drought conditions whatsoever. A week ago, parts of northwest Arkansas, roughly 5% of the state, was still under extreme drought conditions. The improvement is attributed to significant rainfall during the last week of January. However, along the state's western edge, 17% of Arkansas is still under severe drought conditions, meaning that those areas have received less than 65% of normal precipitation for 6 months.
Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be in the upper 20s in northwest Arkansas, right around 32 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, 20% chance of showers afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-50s. And Saturday night, 80% chance of showers, possibly thunderstorms. Lows in the mid to upper 40s.